It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and today I have Sarah Wolford, who is the director of the upcoming show for the Emery County Community Theater. How are you?
Good. We're excited.
Oh, I'm excited for you to come in here. I always like when Emery County people come in. They don't come in very often, so you need to tell them they need to come see me.
We will do it. We will come all the time now.
Okay, that works. Well, you've got a production coming up, and you said you usually try to do... Well, it had been in the past, one show a year, but now you're going to shoot for two.
We're upping it. We're going to start doing a fall production this year. So once we survive the spring production, we're going to hopefully get to do one more this fall. And then every summer, we're doing youth summer theater, where the kids can come and take 2 to 3 days of classes about acting and sets and costumes, and then we put together a show for the kids in about 2 weeks, and then they perform it.
Now, is that the show for the kids? Do they do that at Farron? Peach Days? Or is there a separate day? For some reason, I'm thinking that the kids performed.
So this year, we're actually going to perform during Orangeville Days.
Okay. I knew it had to do with some celebration.
For the first time, they're going to let us do it during Orangeville Days. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, well, good. Yeah. Well, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's talk about this show that's coming up in March. Tell us a little bit about it, the name of it, and just the general info that people will need to know.
Okay, it's Once Upon a Mattress, and it's a musical, and it's the story of the princess and the pea. So that story of how this princess felt that pea under 20 giant mattresses, and that's how we knew she was a real princess. And this takes that story, and it is funny, and it's a little bizarre, and we are having so much fun, and it's fun music, and it's fun kids. We have a cast of 38, ranging from high school kids on up. In the community theater, we love it when we have adults come out, plus our kids. And it's just a fun show. It's family friendly. Everybody can come. No concerns there. But we're having a great time.
So I'm curious, you said with the mattresses. So are you guys like piling lots of mattresses? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting. The bed that she'll climb up is going to be at least 8 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
And our set is a two-story castle on stage. So people are 15, 20 feet in the air.
So you've got about 30 people in the show, mm-hmm. All high school and adults. Mm-hmm. And where's the show going to be at?
So it's at Emery High School. In their auditorium, and it's March 14th through the 17th, every night at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, we're going to do two shows. So we'll do a 2 p.m. matinee and then a 7 p.m. that night.
And what are ticket prices?
$5 a person, and then families with, you know, mom, dad, immediate kids are $20.
And tickets can be purchased where?
At the door.
So how did you get involved in all this?
When I moved here about a year and a half ago, I had mentioned that I missed directing. I had been a director of high schools for 12 years. And the Emery County Community Theater heard, and they were super excited because they said someone to direct plays. Because every year they sort of just said, anybody out there that wants to do it? And so I went to a meeting and said, I will direct from here till the end of time if you'll let me. I love it. And so with that, I was elected to the board that night. And then just through process of over this last year, I've become vice president of the board. So it's a lot more than I signed up for initially.
You're like, I just wanted to direct, but okay.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds like you're very enthusiastic and very passionate about this. So the community is very lucky to have you and to do this. And I think it's wonderful. You're doing great things with the kids in the summer. It keeps them busy. And you know what? There may be kids that don't even know really much about the theater. So to have this may grow their
curiosity.
Curiosity about the whole thing that they didn't know about. So that's pretty neat. Well, how often does the board meet? I mean, so tell us what they do.
We meet monthly, and we're actually really trying to up our education. We are going to trainings. We go and tour other theaters. We want to see other people's productions. We want to really see what other communities and even professional theaters out there are doing. So we know how we can do better in Emery County because we really want to up the ante. We want to be able to have the community know that no matter what, when they see that Emery County Community Theater is doing a production, they know it will be good.
All right. Well, I'm so glad you stopped in to talk to me about this so we could get you on here and talk about this and get people out there. So is there anything else you want to add?
No, just come see it. It's a fun, funny show. And there's quite a few surprises that you wouldn't expect to see in a show set in the medieval times. We might be doing the Thriller dance and the Macarena.
Just saying.
You might want to come see it.
All right, folks, you don't want to miss this. This is the Emory County Community Theater. They're putting on Once Upon a Mattress, and it's going to be held on March 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th at 7 p.m. nightly. Now, on Saturday, they will have two showings, the matinee at 2 p.m., and then the evening showing at 7 p.m. Tickets may be purchased at the door, and they're $5 per person or $20 a family. And don't forget, the Emory County Community Theater has a Facebook page.
That's right, we do, and we keep it updated quite a bit. We like to post pictures of us during rehearsals so you kind of see how we're going along and what's coming. And so that's at Emory County Community Theater, just on Facebook.
And you also will put on there your upcoming shows,
yep.
And you'll be having auditions.
Yes, auditions, please, especially because we're going to add a fall show this year. We're going to do Clue in the fall, which is another musical, but it's just like the board game. It's kind of cool. And every night the ending will be different. And the audience dictates how the show ends.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
That'll be way fun. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this Castle Country Focus and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.